DW.
Hussein Barrow sits on the floor of his tent with his wife and three young children. A few simple pieces of fabric cover the floor. It's cold inside the tent in this refugee camp in Khibet al-Joz, in the northwest of the Syrian province of Idlib.
The biggest problem we suffer from in winter is the mud. The tent is leaking, the water is dripping inside, there are no toilets. We sleep in here and the mud just oozes everywhere. And the roads are also really bad.
The streets in front of his tent have been transformed into a single field of mud. The water has pooled in the deep ruts in the roads. The makeshift white tarpaulin tents are lined up close together.
I wish I could just go back home with my family and leave this place, but it's too dangerous. There's no security there for us. This tent is our security now, and it's in God's hands.
Hussein Barrow and his family have no choice but to endure life here. It's especially hard now in the winter, when nighttime temperatures can frequently drop to 0 degrees Celsius. There's only one way the 51-year-old can bring a little bit of warmth into his tent home.
We go high up into the mountains. There we collect a bit of wood until we have enough for the children. We have no other way of creating heat.
But in times when wood in the region is scarce, Sadiq Alwan has discovered a slightly different way to provide warmth. The young inventor has created a special kind of oven in the centre of the town of Aldana. It doesn't burn wood, but pistachio shells.
We came here and opened shops to sell the heaters. People came over to check a look at the pistachio stoves. The first person bought one and then he showed his cousin, his brother and his neighbors. Then suddenly everyone wanted one. The stove has become very popular around here.
Sadiq Alwan uses a soldering iron, a drill and a grinding machine to assemble the cylindrical furnace, which stands at roughly waist height. The pistachio shells are poured into a funnel at the top. One of his satisfied customers is Abu Walid.
I bought an oven like this. I also bought the pistachio shells. I went home and set everything up, and thank God the oven works well. It doesn't emit smoke, and it provides good heat. And I save a lot of fuel this way, too.
Using a waste product to provide heat instead of expensive gas or oil, the young Syrian's resourceful idea is helping people get through the bitterly cold winter. But the stove still doesn't come cheap. It costs $150, or around 134 euros. That's a lot of money for a refugee like Hussein Barrow. He'll have to continue chopping firewood to keep his tent warm.
DW.